Tonight on the Worldview Report, California's globe-trotting Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom pays a visit to Israel and communist China in the same week, leading some to predict that he has higher political aspirations. Will Newsom replace Joe Biden on the ballot next year? Electric vehicles were all the rage in 2022, with predictions that they would soon overtake the demand for gasoline-fueled cars. But that has not happened. And now, the auto industry, heavily invested in electrifying the roadways, is getting worried. A new study finds that COVID vaccines, when administered along with the flu shots, may increase the risk of strokes in older adults. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. California Governor Gavin Newsom plowed over a child during a basketball game in communist China, then bizarrely spanked the kid as he tried to recover from the fall. Newsom tried to show off his basketball skills when awkwardly mowing down the Chinese child. Watch this. Newsom met with China's President Xi Jinping last week amid rumors he may be running a shadow campaign so he can parachute in and replace Joe Biden. Watch this. Newsom was in Israel the week before he left for China. He's looking more and more like a candidate that's running for president. He's destroyed California, and now apparently he's moving on to bigger and better things. The Gateway Pundit noted, quote, Newsom was criticized for showing off a $160,000 Chinese electric truck. Californians are fleeing the state due to high taxes, homelessness crisis, soaring crime, and mass illegal immigration. But Newsom, well, he's busy sucking up to the Chi-Coms, end quote. Here is Newsom pandering to the Chi-Coms by taking a spin in the new electric vehicle that they hope to eventually sell to Americans. Watch this.
Burning rubber.
I don't know why you need to do this, but you can. Even though I wanted to. Yeah, this is hot in my list.
Speaking of electric vehicles, they're in trouble. Americans don't want them. A few months ago, we reported here at the Worldview Report that car dealers were complaining that electric vehicles were getting harder to sell and clogging up their sales lots. Well, now the manufacturers are finally catching up with reality, and they're starting to acknowledge that the, well, pickle they've gotten themselves into by committing to so much investment into a product nobody wants is a real issue for them. Several auto industry executives, they have admitted this week that their ambitious electric vehicle plans, well, they may not be realistic. Climate Depot reports that several industry leaders at some of the biggest car makers, they voiced fresh unease about the electric car market's growth as concerns over the viability of these vehicles put their multi-billion dollar electrification strategies at risk. GM's Mary Barra is historically one of the automotive industry's most bullish CEOs on the future of electric vehicles. as her company has been selling the Chevrolet Bolt for 7 years and making bold claims about a fully electric vehicle for the company long before its competitors got on board. But this week on GM's third quarter earnings call, Barra struck a more sober tone. The company announced with its quarterly results that it's abandoning its targets to build 100,000 electric vehicles in the second half of this year and another 400,000 by the first 6 months of 2024. GM doesn't know when it will hit those targets. She said, quote, "As we get further into the transformation to EV, it's a bit bumpy," end quote. Climate Depot reports that while GM's about face was somewhat of a surprise to investors, the Detroit car company is not alone in this new view of the EV future. Even Tesla's Elon Musk has warned investors that economic concerns would lead to slowing demand for the pricey electric vehicles. But meanwhile, Mercedes-Benz, which is having to discount its EVs by several thousand dollars just to get them into the hands of customers, isn't mincing words about the state of the electric vehicle market. CFO Harold Wellum said on an analyst call, quote, "This is a pretty brutal space. I can hardly imagine the current status quo is fully sustainable for everybody," end quote. Climate Depot reports that almost all electric vehicle products are now going for under sticker price. And that's after some electric vehicles are seeing manufacturers incentives of nearly 10%. While car buyers are in luck if they're looking for a deal on a plug-in vehicle, executives are finding even significant markdowns and discounts aren't really enough. These cars are taking dealers longer to sell compared with their gas counterparts, as the next wave of buyers focus on cost, infrastructure challenges, and lifestyle barriers. Ford, well, they were the first to fold after dealers started turning away Mach-E allocations. In July, the company extended its self-imposed deadline to hit annual electric vehicle production of 600,000 by a year. And then they abandoned a 2026 target to build 2 million electric vehicles. Israel National News reports that Muslim rioters came to the international airport in the capital of the Russian Republic of Dagestan over the weekend in search of Jewish Israelis they could attack. The crowds waited for an Israeli flight that was supposed to arrive, and they checked vehicles leaving the airport in an effort to hunt for Jewish passengers that they could harm. Footage from the scene, well, it showed crowds chanting Allah Akbar, and according to reports, they also chanted anti-Semitic slogans. Watch this. Here's another clip of the total breakdown of law and order as the Muslims storm the airport terminal in search of Jews. Watch this. And here, a mob takes over a concourse and then roams service corridors searching for Jews.
Take me! блядь, ты там нас, блядь, открой дверь.
The flight, which took off from Ben-Gurion International Airport in Israel and was scheduled to land in Dagestan, was rerouted and landed at a different airport. According to local reports, the Muslim rioters also began to search for Israelis and Jews outside the airport as well. The incident occurred amid Israel's war in the Gaza and the spike in anti-Semitism around the world. Matthew Perry, an actor who was in the TV series Friends, died suddenly and unexpectedly while in his hot tub at his home in the Pacific Palisades area of Los Angeles. This happened on Saturday night, and it appears to be an accidental drowning. He was 54 years old. The Los Angeles Times reports that authorities responded about 4 p.m. to his home, where he was discovered unresponsive by his assistant. Sources did not cite a cause of death, and it's reported that no illegal drugs were found at the scene, according to sources. TMZ reported that Perry had engaged in a two-hour game of pickleball, then came home and got in his hot tub. He reportedly sent his assistant out to run some errands, and when the assistant returned, he was found unresponsive. No foul play is suspected, according to law enforcement. A representative for Perry did not immediately respond to the Times request for comment. Quote, the Los Angeles Police Department's robbery homicide detectives are investigating the death. The cause of death will be determined at a later date by the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office, end quote. Now, folks, it's a fact that Perry was fully vaccinated. According to postings that can be found on Twitter, now X, Perry was fully vaccinated. Perry had posted to Twitter some months ago selling Friends-themed T-shirts that read, quote, could I be any more vaccinated, end quote. For those of you not familiar with the Friends program and his character, Chandler had a long-standing phrase where he said, could I be any more, question mark. In the caption of the post, Perry wrote, quote, could I be any more vaccinated? Get your shot and then get your shirt, end quote. The federal government quietly issued a policy change over the weekend, halting the export of most civilian firearms, ammunition, optics, and related accessories to much of the world. They also suspended the issuance of new firearms export licenses. There are some exceptions to the ban on exports, such as Ukraine and Israel, but several of the world's biggest importers of American firearms will be affected. The order was issued by the Commerce Department, and the reason given was rather vague, citing national security concerns and the need to ensure firearms aren't diverted to hostile actors. The pause applies to most civilian firearms, including semi-automatic and non-automatic firearms, shotguns, and ammunition. Johanna Reeves, a lawyer who specializes in export controls and firearms, told Reuters the halt covers most of the guns and ammunition available in a typical U.S. gun store. The review being undertaken by the Commerce Department is supposedly investigating whether American civilian firearms are winding up on the black market in places such as Brazil and Guatemala, among many others. They claim to be concerned about guns winding up in the hands of people that, quote, promote regional instability, violate human rights, or fuel criminal activities, end quote. Exceptions are being made for Canada and the UK, as well as Israel and Ukraine, among other allies. Why Ukraine would make the list and the black market for weapons there is already a major concern? Well, it's anybody's guess. The export ban will apply to rifles, shotguns, and handguns, including those that aren't even semi-automatic. The export of ammunition for all of those firearms is similarly being halted as well. Jazz Shaw, writing for Hot Air, noted, quote, keep in mind that this ban is being enacted by the same Biden administration that abandoned literally billions of dollars worth of actual weapons of war in Afghanistan. Those weapons are already flooding the black market and showing up in the hands of some of the worst actors, including those currently attacking Israel. But God forbid that they get their hands on a Winchester 30-30, end quote. This is going to have an immediate impact on American firearms manufacturers, including Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Mossberg, Remington, and others. That's what Shaw writes. Quote, I just hope this isn't a test run for something bigger that this administration has in mind. Once you begin shutting down the free flow of commerce in the firearms industry abroad, how much of a leap is it to picture that happening at home? Call me paranoid if you like, but I've been watching these jokers for too long now to put anything past them, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back from the break. Glad you're with us. Before we continue, let me thank all of you that support what we're doing because you make this broadcast possible. Your support at WVWFoundation.com is vital to our ability to continue to produce programming like this and push it out to many outlets. We let a lot of networks pick up our program free of charge, and we let you watch it and rewatch it at WorldViewTube.com free of charge. It takes our team, seven of us, about 15 man hours a day to put this one 30-minute news broadcast together. And then, of course, we have Brandon House Live, Worldview Weekend Hour on Sunday night, our Bible study. Then we have Worldview Report Sunday, Worldview Radio / television. So many programs coming out of this studio that we make available for free. And then we pay the bandwidth for people to watch it again and again, as I said, at worldviewtube.com. So if you appreciate all we're doing, we need your support. Think of us as your Christian worldview program, your alternative to NPR, your Christian worldview alternative to NPR. I like that. So they have sponsors. They have supporters. Would you be our sponsor and supporter with a contribution of any size at WVWFoundation.com? WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. And don't forget, coming up December 2nd and 3rd, we're going to have a two-day special Saturday and Sunday, December 2nd and 3rd at worldviewtube.com. It's going to be a two-day celebration of our 30 years as an organization. Worldview Weekend was founded. I founded it in February of 1993, held Worldview Weekends in over 300 locations. Just had our Worldview Weekend in the Ozarks last week. And then in 2006, we birthed the media division. We started concentrating less on holding conferences and more on going to the new way to reach people with training and education, which was what you see today. So December 2nd and 3rd, we're celebrating 30 years. And we'll be bringing you the first look at many of the keynote presentations at our Ozarks Worldview Weekend and a lot of other specials. Leo Holman will be in studio. Annie Cyrus will be in studio. It's going to be a big two-day celebration with a lot of surprises, including a couple new house-to-house programs hosted by my wife. And she drags me back into the kitchen to help her cook in and make meals. That's always fun. So again, December 2nd and 3rd at worldviewtube.com. But in the meantime, thank you for your support at wvwfoundation.com. Congressman Thomas Massey, Republican of Kentucky, and James McGovern, Democrat of Massachusetts, are circulating a letter to their colleagues in the House of Representatives calling on Joe Biden to end the prosecution of Julian Assange, who is facing a possible extradition from the UK to the US for publishing classified US military documents. In a Dear Colleague letter, as it's called, that was obtained by Fox News Digital, the two congressmen asked fellow House members to join their bipartisan effort to, quote, strongly encourage the Biden administration to withdraw the U.S. extradition request currently pending against Australian publisher Julian Assange and halt all prosecutorial proceedings against him as soon as possible, end quote. The separate letter the congressmen are referring to, also obtained by Fox News Digital, will be sent to Biden after Massey and McGovern gather signatures from House members. Lawmakers have until Thursday to sign the letter. The bipartisan congressional effort to free Assange, well, it comes a month after a delegation of Australian lawmakers across the political spectrum visited Washington, D.C. and met with members of Congress, U.S. officials, and civil rights groups, including the American Civil Liberties Union and the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. They were there to demand the U.S. drop the charges against Assange, who could be sentenced to up to 175 years in an American maximum security prison. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is in Washington this week to meet with Biden, and he is expected to bring up Assange's case. The Prime Minister has repeatedly called on the U.S. in recent months to end the prosecution of Assange. Assange would face trial in Alexandria, Virginia, if he exhausts his legal appeals and is extradited to the U.S. He is facing 17 charges for allegedly receiving, possessing, and communicating classified information to the public under the Espionage Act, and one charge of alleging a conspiracy to commit computer intrusion. The charges followed the 2010 publication of cables U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning leaked to WikiLeaks that detailed alleged war crimes committed by the U.S. government in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, those detention camps. The materials also exposed instances of the CIA allegedly engaging in torture and rendition. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. A source within the U.S. Customs and Border Protection says that the ongoing surge of illegal aliens into the United States has brought over 100 Middle Eastern illegals, including 100 Syrians and 50 Iranians, who were apprehended by Border Patrol. As reported by Breitbart News, a source says the Middle Easterners were arrested across multiple border sectors in the Southwest, with the latest involving an Iranian national near Eagle Pass, Texas, on Saturday. He was one of 300 illegals who attempted to cross the border into the small town, which has since been overrun with illegals. The anonymous source also stated that CBP has received no guidance from the Biden administration about any expected influx of Middle Eastern illegals, despite the rapid escalation in tensions in the region after a series of massive terrorist attacks against Israel by the Palestinian terror group known as Hamas. Quote, we are receiving no advance warning of the arrival of special interest migrants from the region with any specificity, end quote. So said the source. Quote, we are left to sort through the grab bag of migrants in small and large groups to figure out who is in the group and why they are coming, end quote. In a one-week period from October 8th to October 14th alone, six Iranians, three Lebanese, one Egyptian, and one Saudi Arabian, they were all arrested by Border Patrol trying to cross the Rio Grande River in the Del Rio sector, which includes Eagle Pass. Both Syria and Iran, well, they are currently under level 4 travel advisories from the State Department due to ongoing terrorism, instability, and anti-American sentiments in the region. For the overall fiscal year of 2023, which ended on September 30th, a total of 61,000 special interest migrants were encountered by Border Patrol agents. This represents a 140% increase from fiscal year 2022, when only about 25,500 special interest migrants were arrested. Assuming this source is legitimate, we have proof positive that the Biden regime is deliberately leaving the border open so that enemy combatants can, well, come from the nations that the U.S. has been engaged in open hostilities with over the past few months. What could possibly go wrong? Only a traitor would do that. We are essentially, folks, at war with Iran and Syria, and the Biden regime has put out no alerts for Customs and Border Patrol to be on the lookout for agents of those countries trying to enter the U.S. illegally. Yet, today, FBI Director Christopher Wray tells a congressional committee that we are now living with an elevated terror threat because Hamas and Hezbollah groups are here. Well, wow, how did they get here? Because the administration let the border down. The FBI has been concentrating on moms at school board meetings. I wonder if Christopher Wray even knows that about 90% of the mosques in America are actually Muslim Brotherhood, which means Hamas mosque. I doubt he knows that. Anyone with common sense would close this border. This is something even a weak and incompetent leader would do as a matter of basic common sense and public policy. So let me be clear, folks. Joe Biden is not just a bumbling old man whose follies can be blamed on incompetence. I think he's purposely leaving the border open during a time of geopolitical tensions. And at the same time, he is provoking our enemies to attack us. He leaves our borders open to the attackers. He's also drawing down the nation's strategic petroleum reserve, something that no sane leader, no matter how incompetent, would do in the current geopolitical climate, right? Biden and his sidekick, Kamala Harris, well, they're also stepping up efforts to ban firearms, which would leave Americans at the mercy of the growing sleeper cells that are strengthening their numbers due to these open borders. Harris sat on a stage with her counterpart from Australia just last week and said that that country serves as a model for America and how to stop, quote, gun violence, end quote, through gun control. Australia, well, they used police to go door to door and confiscate firearms from hundreds of thousands of law-abiding citizens back in the 1990s. So here's the bottom line. Joe Biden is acting like the illegitimate president that he is. No legitimate president, no matter how incompetent, would fail to take care of such basic situations as border security and maintaining the strategic energy reserves in a time of war. Nor would they want their people to be defenseless against military-age males entering our nation from China, Syria, Iran, and a host of other nations. They're all gearing up for World War III against us, America, Americans. So don't let anyone tell you old Joe is a stumbling, bumbling, sympathetic character being abused by his handlers. I think he knows exactly why he was placed in office, and I think he is ever bit the willing puppet. Don't forget, he got his place in office in the U.S. Senate with the help of a communist front group, the Council for a Livable World. Communists do as communists do. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thank you, as always, for watching and for supporting our broadcast. One way you can support us is by visiting MyPillow.com and use the promo code B66. You'll get savings, we get credit. In fact, if you go to MyPillow.com, scroll down the page to see the picture, the banner of Mike Lindell wearing a pair of headphones, sitting in front of a microphone. Click that. That's a back door. That's the radio and podcast back door, and you'll get another $10 off the slippers. You'll find an 80% off banner as well that you can click on and find all kinds of deals, 80% off. major specials. But please use the promo code B66 so you get those savings and we get credit, which is part of our general operating budget. Okay? Sheets, towels, blankets, pet bed, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. And then, would you go to the Wellness Center? Go to their website, twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. And you can get your medications to put into your emergency preparedness plan like I have. I ordered 4 of these for my family. Ivermectin, amoxicillin, and other antibiotics. So that if there's a breakdown in our just-in-time inventory, you have what you need. twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. You can also go to wvwtvstore.com. You'll find emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies of all kinds, including gas masks, which we have sold about 600 of those in just a little over a month. I was not expecting that kind of demand. My audience is smart. They want to be prepared. So you can get gas masks. These are the ones the Israeli families use. And the filters come with it. You'll find all the details at wvwtvstore.com. We also have potassium iodine. Recently, Switzerland mailed out potassium iodine to their people. Potassium iodine is used to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event. And by the way, it's been hard to get potassium iodine. We ordered up 3,000 bottles. And now we have about, 2,000 bottles left or less. So you might want to go ahead and secure some of those. All of them are available at wvwtvstore.com. All right? Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.